is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Yeah, it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next up, it's Upleveling You with Jessie V. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up today. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. Hello, and welcome to Upleveling You with me, your host, Jessie V. I am hopefully quickly becoming your favorite intuitive Reiki master on the air. I'm also a wife. I'm a homeschool mom, which is kind of crazy, but we enjoy ourselves. I'm also a yoga instructor, a medium, a soul coach, and owner of my two businesses, Riverside Studio, a crystal apothecary shop and wellness center, and Tea Trees and Oils, both located in Rochester, Wisconsin, where I also live. Thank you, everyone, for tuning into my segment today. It's always a pleasure to connect in a fun way like this. So before we get started in my segment, I wanted to light a candle to hold space today for all of our listeners and, of course, myself. And I do have here a beautiful stick of Palo Santo that I'm also going to be lighting to clear and cleanse the space here on air. I hope everybody's feeling great today. It is March 15th, 2023. This month is cruising by. I want to be here today with you to help you up-level. In fact, that's my mission, to up-level everyone to the next season of life that is a better version of yourself than the season before. I hope my stories this evening and my tips and tricks that I share on the show exemplify my mission to help heal the collective consciousness, therefore healing our entire world. And I'm only one person, so I'm here to help heal one person at a time. So last month I had my first live on-air show with News for the Soul Radio. And the host of the News for the Soul Radio, Nicole, she interviewed me, starting our time together with her famous first question: what was your earliest experience with the energy world and the most profound experiences since? So I answered her question by explaining my fish story, where I was about 7 years old or so, and I saw a fish. I found this fish in the ditch around the home that I grew up in, but nobody else saw the fish. No one else did. I also told my experience to answer her question of the very first time where I truly tuned into my mediumship skills. And this experience actually happened recently in 2020. If you actually didn't listen to last month's recording, you can listen to the recording linked on my bio page on newsforthesoul.com. Anyway, I have to be honest. I didn't share all of the stories that I could have to answer Nicole's question more thoroughly. And honestly, it's been weighing on me. As a healer, it's incredibly important to be authentic. And I've just been thinking about that first show and the question and not knowing that was going to be the question that I'd be asked. So feeling very maybe put on the spot. But in fact, just reflecting on it, I do know that I held back a bit of my truth for fear of judgment, and that's huge in this world today. So being a medium, an empath, an intuitive, a healer, all of those things are very hard to be in this world, especially in this day and age. You know, everybody has their opinion. So I, myself, I often get judged or shamed for my abilities in the work that I do. It's really hard to have a niche audience for the things that I offer as far as services and products within my store. But, you know, I wanted to show up as the best, most authentic self for myself and for you, my audience. So one of the things I coach to my clients is to show up authentically and wholly. And when I chose to take on this radio show gig as a way for me to personally up-level my own self, my career, and kind of reach some of my personal goals, I want to show up fully for myself and all of you, and have courage through it all. It might be tough to be a healer or a light worker or a medium, but if that's what you're called to do, if that's your purpose, as I know it's mine, it's really important to show up and to not have any fear. So to revisit Nicole's question, I want to answer it with more awareness of my personal truth and honor that for myself and my listeners. So again, she asked something along the lines of, this is not verbatim, but what was your earliest experience with the energy world and the most profound experience since? So a story that I feel I left out happened right around the same time as my goldfish story. I was about 8 or 9 years old. And I was in bed right around 7 o'clock. I believe I had school the next day. My parents always left the hall light on so I could more easily fall asleep and not be nervous or scared. If I needed to use the bathroom, I could easily find my way. This particular evening, I remember falling asleep quickly and then dreaming about my dad's uncle. I only met this man maybe once or twice. But his face came to me in a dream, and it looked like beams of light, as far as I can remember. If I were to really think about the memory, it comes back to me almost like the beams of light were coming from that hallway light that my parents had left on. So he, my great uncle, my dad's uncle, in my dream, he told me to let my dad know that Aunt Annie was going to call and that he should answer the phone, even though it was late at night. So I remember getting out of bed and shouting down the stairs to my parents to answer the phone. The phone wasn't ringing, but I still demanded it to be answered. The phone finally rang, and to my parents' surprise, they learned that my dad's uncle had passed away, the very man that was in my dream. So, okay, as a small child, I walked through this experience with complete sleepy awareness. I moreover thought I had done something wrong maybe when trying to wake my parents and get them to answer a phone that was ringing. Maybe I felt a little crazy in a moment. It definitely felt like I had broken a rule by getting out of bed. But I never really questioned the reason behind it. I was just too young. Now, as an adult, especially an adult who has worked on honing in on these skills to be able to communicate with crossover entities, I look back on this experience and I truly shout for joy. How freaking cool is that? I think about how lucky I was to hear, see, feel, and know all in one exchange of energy. And I hope that that very short story encourages you to be open to what is possible, as Nicole mentioned on her radio show. What is possible? What I know and what I've experienced has been miraculous at moments, but also very humbling and amazing. Whew, okay, phew, that felt really good to share. Again, this has been weighing on me since last month when I didn't fully answer the question as best and most authentically and wholly and fully as I could have. Actually, one of my clients and a good friend of mine encouraged me to share that story after I didn't share it the first round. So I'm glad I did. Okay, another experience I think worth mentioning is the first time I practiced amplified intention setting. So this story is about the first time I really focused on using the law of attraction, one of the 12 laws of our universe, and I used it to my benefit. So it's really noteworthy in my memory bank. I shared with you on episode 1 last month how much the law of attraction and the secret, which was that pop culture explanation of the law of attraction, how much they really played a role in my journey as a healer, a wife, a mom, a friend, a sister. It's been a huge awakening for me to understand that particular law. So the story that I want to share with you is how I was able, and I truly believe this, how I was able to manifest having a baby. At the time, my husband and I had already experienced a miscarriage, so loss was very heavy on our hearts when it came trying to conceive. But with much of my daily focus on studying the law of attraction, I was learning how to manifest, how to set intentions properly, how to work with the law, and how to utilize all the tools we have for health and wellness to really amplify my opportunity to succeed in becoming pregnant. Maybe I will share all of those tips and tricks with you in a future show, but for today, we'll just be in the sake of our time frame. So anyway, one of the things I did manifest to help manifest a baby was I bought a crib. And I imagined after putting this crib up in this bedroom, I imagined what it felt like to have that crib filled with joyful life. I set up the potential baby room. I visited it every morning, every night, with the motion and the emotions needed to go through a day as if I had already had a baby, as if I was a new mom. I also created a vision board. Those are really popular for a really long time. I still use them to this day, and I want to share that with everybody because it does help. So I created a vision board where I pinned images and affirming words to help me in all areas of my life, not just baby making, so that I could take a more holistic approach to my health and the care of my new potential son or daughter. I would continually run through the motions of what my day would look like as a new mom. And as you may already know, the universe always responds to frequency. Our thoughts, our words, actions, they all have. And the law of attraction says that we get more of what we put out. You think what you get. So remember, this was my first real experiment with using this law, the law of attraction, and understanding how it truly works. This significant practice changed my life and my way of doing things from then on forward. So I'll be completely transparent. Within 3 months of putting up that crib and going through the motions every single day, I was pregnant. And now that little girl is almost 13 years old. I still practice the law of attraction daily. I teach it to my clients, and I use it to steer myself and many others down a clear path of healing, health, and wellness. Okay, guys, that brings me to our next point of today's program, wellness. So let's talk about wellness. I'm going to ask the big question, what is wellness? What does that mean to you? Wellness has been such a buzzword for years now, but why? I personally have been in the wellness industry for 20 years. I am a Virgo. You may be like, well, what does that matter? Who cares what your zodiac sign is? But I am a Virgo, and as a Virgo, I have health and living healthy and as perfectly healthy as possible as part of my zodiac personality. So wellness is always on my mind. I have chosen the perfect career, literally the perfect career, to satisfy my zodiac needs. Are there any listeners out there that are Virgos? If you are, please reach out on my social media to let me know. And if you live your health, your life with health and wellness always on your radar, I'd love to know. So, okay, wellness. Our society has taught us that being well includes eating right, exercising, reducing stress, and all three of those things are absolutely necessary, yes. But there is so much more to wellness. There are layers, so to speak, to wellness. Wellness, in my opinion, is the overall health that needs to be looked at within three categories. And the three categories happen to be the mind, the body, and the soul. And the mission of my personal businesses in helping people, those are the three spaces that I focus everything I do with my clients within my space. So we need to be nourished in these three spaces in many different ways to have balance between the three, okay, and health throughout the three. So we all need to become advocates for our health and what that looks like for ourselves within these three categories. Nobody that is on this earth is exactly the same as somebody else. So our health and wellness can look very different from even the people that we live in the same room or the same home with. So we need to make choices that shift us towards wholeness and wellness, which means we are always leaning towards being proactive with our health care rather than reactive. That is the key part of wellness versus health. Health is attainable through a wellness lifestyle. Wellness is being proactive and choosing products and services and ways of living and being that honor health within, again, the mind, the body, and the soul. Of course, I want everybody to understand that if we break a bone or if we have a heart attack, reactive healthcare is a must. And Western civilization has done a great job of reactive healthcare, but proactive healthcare is also a must, and it's the part of wellness that we're really missing. So I plan to touch on these three categories, the mind, the body, and the soul, during each of our segments together in some way, shape, or form. I will try to offer tips, magical spells, intuitive advice, self-care recommendations, and much more. Please note that I am not a medical doctor, and I am not here to diagnose or cure any ailments, illnesses, or diseases. I am a certified energy healer, and I focus my practice on the three categories, mind, body, and soul. I help my clients heal and balance the mind, body, and soul, as well as educate and empower them so they can lead a life that is balanced, proactive, and full of wellness. Okay, so let's get started. One of my favorite ways to stay focused on wellness is to follow our moon cycles. I'm being for real. Isn't that crazy? This is actually vitally important because it is a form of wellness on a grander scale, a cosmic or universal scale, and it can benefit all three categories, the mind, the body, and the soul. See, the moon is known to have different energies during each lunar phase. We are capable of using the energies to assist us and to more easily stay in balance with the seasons of our planet Earth. So today, March 15th, 2023, we are right in between our most recent full moon that happened on March 7th and our next new moon that falls on March 21st. The full moon and the new moon are the most infamous of all the phases and definitely the two phases that I personally focus on the most. So in astrology, the moon represents our deepest needs and emotions. It's very feminine energy. The moon sheds light on our subconscious, guiding us to nurture our true, authentic selves. Using the moon's different energies can be advantageous to healing and nurturing our oldest wounds, and cultivating our desires as we grow forward on our journey. Our new moon is a fantastic time to set intentions for the next phase of life. I like to call it the quote-unquote planting seeds stage. I encourage my clients and you to write down goals, intentions, and anything that you would like to accomplish over the next 30 days to 30 years under the new moon. We can always set these intentions for as far out in the future as we would like. By the way, the new moon is when the sky is at its darkest. I'm sure many of you know that, but I often have clients that come into my space that had no idea that the new moon meant really no moon in the sky. The moon really is there, but it appears black or dark to us here on Earth. As the moon brightens, she shows us more light to guide us to what will manifest easily, what needs more focus and action, and what will not come to fruition and should be let go. So then by the full moon, when we have full illumination, we should have a good idea of what will manifest in our lives and what won't out of the intentions that we had previously set during that new moon phase. The full moon lunar phase is known for harvesting the seeds that we have planted and for letting go of what hasn't worked in the process of reaching that next level in our life. Remember that I said we could set our intentions for short periods or long periods of time? So when the full moon comes around, we can let go of those goals that didn't work or no longer serve us. We can always use this time to reevaluate action steps that can be taken to continue to cultivate the goals we set. We can also let go of goals and wishes that we set that aren't in line with who we are any longer. We're always changing and transforming. I remember as a small child being super nervous and agitated by anything that had to do with change. But as an adult, I welcome change. I'm excited for change. Change means that there's growth happening, that there's expansion that's happening. And that's what we want and desire while we're here on Earth. So you can see why these two phases, the full moon and new moon phases, are the most popular to tune into. When we set our intentions and then let go of what no longer serves us, we are really giving amplified attention to what we want and letting the universe know we are ready for more of those things. When we set our intentions around things that will help us achieve ultimate health and wellness, we are being proactive with our approach to balance, therefore experiencing an up-leveled way of being. More on moon phases as we progress with this program. Hey, guys, you're listening to Upleveling You with Jesse V on News for the Soul Radio. All right, guys, this month we are in the zodiac sign of Pisces, and we are moving into the sign of Aries. Any Pisces or Aries listeners, when it comes to your wellness, and not just Pisces or Aries, but when it comes to all of our wellness, get to know your zodiac sign, especially your sun and moon signs. The energies present in your zodiac will help better determine where your health focus should be month to month and within which area should the focus be strongest, whether it is with the mind, the body, or the soul. I promise you, it's really exciting to have a cosmic guide or a cosmic map to help you better understand your body and what it desires under certain moon phases or what it desires under certain zodiac signs. So the Pisces energy that we are currently experiencing as our sun makes its way through the house of Pisces, the energy is very dreamy. Is very fluid, flowing, and sometimes feels otherworldly. It we can use these Pisces energies to find deep emotions within us. And I want to talk about that. So side note, guys, our emotions are like a giant radar system to let us know how healthy we truly are. This is one of the most exciting, most fun parts of my job and how I help people. So our emotions play a large role in bringing the inside soul experience to the outside human experience. If that's complicated to comprehend, think of it this way. When we have an emotion or a feeling about something we experience, we have the choice to process the emotion or to keep it internal. When I say process the emotion, that's like emoting, right? When we move something through the body, anger or love, we either process the emotion or we keep it internal. Most of us choose the latter. We keep it internal because it seems easier. Plus, it allows us to not become vulnerable or feel exposed, right? None of us like to feel that way. But if the emotions of our experience continue to get kept internal and are not fully processed, whether the emotion is good or bad, then we can become energetically blocked by our stuck emotions. Eventually, our physical body will respond to what the soul body has not yet fully processed. This is where I believe dis-ease comes from. You can't see me, but I'm putting quotation marks around the word dis-ease or disease. Circling back to our Pisces energy that our sun is sending us, it is actually helping us dig deep into those emotions that need help coming to the surface. Give yourself permission to work through anything that needs special attention for healing. When we work with the universal energies more clearly, right now the Pisces energy, we are easily able to heal quickly, and more quickly that we heal, the more better we can live vibrantly and in tune with all of the magic this universe has to offer. Pisces, by the way, also governs creativity and the use of our imaginations. Now is a great time to get creative and express yourself in some imaginative way. Maybe express those stuck emotions through a form of art. This is a fantastic form of proactive health or wellness care. Art and expression is freeing and naturally calms the mind, body, and soul. So you're hitting all three categories with that. So let's move on then to our upcoming solar zodiac, which was Aries. We are soon to come into Aries. Actually, the sun moves into the house of Aries next week on March 21st, the same day as our new moon. So if you understand how that works, whenever the sun is in the zodiac house of, you know, at this time Aries, the moon in the same zodiac would create a new moon. So Aries represents the new zodiac year. Yay! And the Aries energy is known to be pure life force energy. It is fierce, strong, independent, and has leadership qualities. Under this new moon and the sun's Aries influence, I really encourage you to set intentions that position your wellness to be at the top of your priorities list. So find new ways to increase your physical energy. Look to other leaders in the health and wellness industry. These leaders should be local to you. And see what you like about them and what they are doing that you can do too. Take charge of your own strengths and become a leader yourself, a leader of your health. One of my favorite witchy spells that I like to do this time of year is a fertility spell. We have spring equinox on March 20th, the day before Aries, or our sun enters Aries with the new moon. So this is a great time where we're ushering in a new season. Spring equinox is when the hemispheres are equal with day and night, or light and dark. I live in the northern hemisphere, so spring in the northern hemisphere is full of newness, new beginnings, new ideas, new light. Everything just feels so fresh this time of year. And it's almost like in the snap of a finger on the spring equinox day, everything wakes up. So the fertility spell that I was talking about is meant to amplify any intentions that you set under the new moon or at the time of the equinox when everything is perfectly balanced. And that's really the key, perfectly balanced. How often does that happen in our world or in our life? Twice in our cycles, on the spring equinox, right, and the autumn equinox, and then the winter solstice and the summer solstice to balance that out. Okay, so here is how the spell goes. Write down where you desire to grow in life. Now, that can be in many different categories. You can grow in your spirituality. You can grow in your physical health. You could grow in your education. What do you want to learn? You can grow in your relationships. So write down where you desire to grow in life. Also, write down habits and action steps that would support that ultimate desire of growth. So what habits do you either need to let go of, or what habits do you need to create? Hopefully they're healthy habits. And then action steps. What action needs to happen in order for this desire to grow to actually happen? Okay, now take those written words and go plant them. Plant them in some dirt near your home. If you don't have a backyard with dirt, you can always use a plant that maybe you have in your home, or if you have an urban garden. Go plant the words that you wrote down in some dirt. Don't cover it up yet. First, take an egg, crack it open, and let the yolk cover the written words. This action is showing the universe that you are planting seeds for growth and looking to fertilize it with the yolk or the union of the universe. This, my friends, is amplified intention setting. As you move forward into this next season, be sure to take the right action steps to nurture the seeds you planted. Thanks for listening, guys. I'm Jessie V, and this is Upleveling You on News for the Soul Radio. My passion is to keep bringing new ways of connecting with our mind, body, and soul to as many people as I can. So far today, we've talked about wellness being a proactive way of living. We discussed following our moon cycles, zodiac charts, and using amplified intention setting to more easily create the world we desire to live in. Now, let's dive into my favorite thing to chat about and use for my own personal health and wellness, our chakra system. Who doesn't love learning about our chakras? So let's cover the general gist of it today and go a bit deeper with it next month. Chakras are the wheelhouses of energy, or the little pockets where energy passes through the different spaces in and around our body. Okay, let's simplify that. To simplify the chakra system, I will only present the main seven chakras today. Explain the main seven. I just want you to understand the main seven that us Westerners tend to cling to the most. Okay? We have many more chakras than the seven, but we're going to stick to just the seven for this program. So our chakra system wants to be balanced. It communicates optimally when balanced. Our chakras are connected to our physical body through the endocrine system. Yep, you heard that right. Our chakras are connected to our physical body through the endocrine system. Our hormones operate optimally when our soul body is properly balanced. Let me repeat that. our hormones operate optimally when our soul body is properly balanced. So let me break it down for you. We have two bodies. Our physical body, which acts like a vehicle as it carries us through this world, is our first body. Our physical body allows us to experience our senses. I can see that physical body. I can touch that physical body. I can smell that physical body. Our other body is our soul body, or our spirit. The soul body is what is made of energy and light. It is here to experience consciousness in a physical vehicle body form. The soul body wants to learn and grow and play. It accepts all forms of understanding, including light and dark, good and bad, hot and cold, masculine and feminine. The soul body feels emotion. Okay, so the chakra system is meant to connect these two bodies. Again, through the endocrine system where our hormones are produced. So each chakra governs a different hormone, therefore triggering a different set of problems should there be long-term imbalance in any particular chakra. So remember when I said that stagnant or blocked emotions that stay internal for long periods of time can actually turn the body towards dis-ease? The chakra system can more easily identify which emotions may be blocking free-flowing energy, especially if there are physical ailments. For example, in my first episode with you guys last month, I shared about my elderly client who came to me for Reiki healing for a lung tumor that the docs determined was too close to the heart to properly diagnose. The lungs are connected to the heart chakra. When the emotion of grief is internalized or not processed thoroughly, it can cause dis-ease in the lungs. My client confirmed her struggle with her grief processing, so we worked through the emotion, used Reiki energy to balance the chakra system, and to her benefit, the tumor has shrunk and her grief has lightened. So to begin balancing your own chakra system, begin by learning about how it works. Visit with your favorite Reiki master that resonates best with you and have some Reiki. My website offers a few books that dive into chakras. The more you can learn, the better you can be at an advantage point with your wellness journey. I will focus on one major chakra every month as the show goes forward, but I encourage you to do your own research now if you are interested in adding balancing your chakras to your wellness plan. All right, let's move on. Onward to crystals. I mentioned I own a crystal shop. A crystal shop apothecary in Rochester, Wisconsin. We have so many crystals. I think currently our inventory count is at over 200 different types of crystals. And I am soon to be opening a second crystal shop, not too far from my first, but far enough to feel lovely. But crystals, they are my jam. I love using crystals to heal me, protect me, encourage me, strengthen me. The list goes on. Crystals have a consciousness just like we do. They offer frequencies that can easily balance us, our chakras, and our emotions. We are able to transmute our own energies when we begin to become a match of the crystals that we use purposely. So a great stone to work with at this time of year, I will give you a little tip. With all the changes in seasons and cycles, this is a beautiful stone of transformation called labradorite. This stone, labradorite, is usually dazzled with unique shades of blue and green with flashes of gold and silver. Labradorite is very balancing and grounds the spiritual energies around us. It's also helpful in increasing intuitive powers. Intuition is a great guide to proactive health care and wellness care, by the way. So having some labradorite in your pocket or your purse, keeping it on your nightstand or placing it near you while you work allows you to receive the benefits at any time. And I highly recommend that stone for this month. So far, we discussed wellness as a proactive lifestyle that focuses on balancing the mind, body, and soul. We can use the moon phases, our zodiac charts, the cycles of the world. We discussed the fertility spell, the law of attraction, and how to be the best creator of your own reality. We discussed briefly the benefits of balancing chakras and how Reiki can be a fantastic approach to healing the mind, body, and soul. And I just shared the best crystal to use the next few weeks, labradorite. I would like to share one more thing with you to help you on your wellness journey, movement. We have to cover that socially acceptable exercising portion of health and wellness. It is important to find movement every day. Exercise is a fun way to release stuck energy that can be trapped inside our body. And I personally prefer yoga, although I do some cardio to keep my system feeling young. Yoga is a practice that unites our breath with our movement. It feels like a meditation and can often be a meditation with physical effort. I love yoga so much because of that union between the mind, the body, and the soul. I encourage you to find a yoga class near you or try one online. My studio, personally, in Rochester, Wisconsin, has several other instructors besides myself to give our guests options for the style and level that works for you. So try yoga if you haven't already. If you have, please share with us your favorite style and why you enjoy yoga for your wellness regimen. Folks, that concludes the up-leveling you showed this month. I thought we could close out the last portion of our time together with a card reading, and then if we still have time, a short meditation. So the card reading, I want to be a one-card draw from the Mystical Wisdom card deck by Gay Guthrie. The art on these cards is by Josephine Wall. And if you have not become familiar with Josephine Wall, I encourage you to do so. Her art is just beautiful, and she's in many different oracle decks. I just love her stuff. So I wanted to pull a card, the Mystical Wisdom deck, for our community here on our News for the Soul radio, listening to my show personally, and then, of course, my family, my clients, and my guests inside my space. Sound of my card shuffling right now. I want to pull this community card to see what we should be tuning into for the spring equinox that's coming up on March 20th. I think it's so vitally important that we connect with the community and understand what energies we can all focus on together. Therefore, we can amplify them together. So the card that I just picked is self-reliance. Don't be afraid to fly solo. You have the courage and fortitude to lovingly assert yourself and your point of view. By doing so, you gain respect and support from your friends, family, and colleagues. It takes boldness and integrity to stand up for yourself and be counted, especially when no one else is supporting you. Trust yourself and value your own opinions and judgment. Flying solo is a challenge that takes courage and confidence. This is your road to freedom. Become lion-hearted and know that your best protection is your own spine. Guys, this is your mantra to go with your self-reliance card. Again, the card I pulled from the Mystical Wisdom deck for our spring equinox coming up here March 20th. The mantra reads, if it is to be, it is up to me. And I think that is perfectly way up to express how this entire segment has gone and what we should be tuning into. With that being said, if you are driving in a car right now, you can please listen, but do not participate in the meditation. If you're operating heavy equipment, same thing. You don't need to participate right now. You can listen to the recording later. But I'd like to close out our session today here on the radio to just quiet our minds for a moment, integrate all of the things that we soaked up today together. You may have taken away a golden nugget. Maybe all of this was repeat information, but that you enjoyed the uplifting energy that I held here. So if you are tuning in for meditation, please close your eyes softly and begin to tune into your breath, noticing the cool air entering the nose and the warm air exiting, and allowing the body to become soft and relaxed, letting go of tension that may be held within the physical body, letting go of worry, doubt, and frustration through each exhale. And as we inhale, inviting in things that feel good and right, like light and love, hope and compassion. We'll continue breathing in this way, allowing the body to soften, allowing the mind to relax, letting go of the monkey thoughts. And as we continue to find our breath, take a moment to root into the low part of the back. Whether we're sitting in a chair and this part of our spine is connected to the earth below, if we're standing, allowing that connection to be happening within the mind. And if we're lying on our backside, noticing that small part of the back and where it's connected. And allowing our energy to float to this space, creating a pillar of light stems out through the low part of the back and digs its way down into the earth below, cracking through the earth's surface, making its way down through the soil that feels cold and wet. And this pillar of light grows even further down as it makes its way through the clay and the rocks, down into the waters of the aquifers, then down past the crystal caverns and into the magma. And eventually this pillar of light that stems from the backside of our body connects to the center of the earth. And here we begin to draw in energy from Mother Earth, from Gaia. And this energy that we draw up comes through the breath, inhaling it through that light beam, and then exhaling it back down into the center of the core of the earth. Continue practice breathing in this way, noticing the body soften even more, noticing the mind letting go, and noticing the core of our body, the light source within, connecting to the light source of our mother, the planet that we play on. And we can begin to draw that light source back into our body, imagining the lights to come back through the magma, up into the crystal caverns, back through the cold waters of the aquifers, through the rocky clay, back into the cool soil, through the earth's crust, and back into the small part of our back. Taking a nice cleansing breath, reaching for the stars with a beautiful stretch. And if it feels right, bringing your hands to your heart, and I say to you today, thank you so much for listening. Namaste. I believe it's time for my shameless self-promotion, and I will share with you today, guys, that I am an intuitive healer. I can see beyond this realm. I am able to identify where energy blockages are within your body and how to easily heal them. If you are looking for help to release physical pain or emotional trauma, please reach out to me. I can do in-person Reiki sessions or distance sessions using Zoom. My website to book is chitreesandoils.com. That's chitreesandoils.com. I am a phenomenal Reiki practitioner, and I cannot wait to help you. I'll be talking to you soon. Have a great evening, everybody. Namaste.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.